Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 561. We're in Binyan Bayis Living Marriage, teachings of Moshe Shachadowitz, and we are holding lesson number 3, which is Pius. Intimacy requires Pius. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, El Molei Loinet Du Taira, Hayinu Lemeidin Derech Eretz Mitarnikol. If it wouldn't be for the Torah being given, you would learn Derech Eretz on how to conduct yourself with one's wife from a rooster, Shemefayis. It pacifies, it appeases, and then has relations. My Mefayis lay. And what does the rooster do? What does it tell the hen? So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said as follows. So here is it. I'm just going to say it in English. The rooster tells the hen, I will buy you a dress that reaches until your feet. And after the union, he says to her, the comb of this rooster, the thing on the head, the crown on the rooster's head, the rooster's saying, should be removed if I would have any money, but I have not bought it for you. Very strange story. Basically, the rooster initially promises to give the hen a dress that will reach down to her feet. And after the union, he admits he couldn't produce the dress because he didn't have any money. So what do you learn from this story? So the stipler taught that you learn 3 fundamental principles about the Torah's expectation of pius from this story. Number 1, the pius before the union is to awaken love and closeness between a couple. That's alluded in the rooster's promise to the hen that I will buy you a dress that reaches down all the way to your feet. Will cover you all the way to your feet. Then there's a need to produce a lightheaded, relaxed atmosphere. Seems like we're going to soon see that the rooster's like joking in a sense with the hen. A light atmosphere. And number 3, after the union, the hen is apologizing that he had no money to buy her this dress. So the rooster begins telling the hen that he would buy her a dress that would cover her from head to her feet. The moral points out, everyone knows, chickens don't wear dresses. So what is the rooster telling the hen? So the moral explains that the dress is a metaphor of love. What the rooster was saying to the hen is, I will cover you with love from your head all the way to your feet, in your totality. I will love you completely. The moral adds that the rooster's commitment to provide the hen with the dress alludes to spreading his wings around her with a loving care. The moral explains that this is similar to a love that the hen herself gives to her children when she covers them with her wings. And the rooster here is saying, I am going to cover you with my wings. The message is clear. Just like every mother naturally loves and cares for her children, a wife needs to feel her husband's loving care for her. We said this many times. This is in the Sivat Tznias, Perek Aleph in the Maral. We said many times that in a certain way, in a healthy way, healthy aspect, a husband needs to look at his wife as his first child. Not in a immature, unhealthy way, but in a healthy, inner child type of way. And the eternal importance of verbal pius before intimacy is also brought down in the original story in the Torah. Adam said, Zois hapam, this time etzem atzame, she's bone from my bone, bosom, sorry, flesh from my flesh. Zois yikari isha kimi ishu kachach da zois. The Zohar says, I'm going to translate, it's a beautiful Zohar. Chelek aleph daf mem tes on the base. I'm going to translate it straight into the English. And this is what the Zohar says on this. Come and see what is written. The man says, this time bone from my bone, flesh from my flesh. Behold, these are words of sweetness to pull her to closeness, to pull her to one will, to awaken her to love. See how sweet these words and how much love is within them. Bone from my bone, flesh from my flesh. Since it is made known that they are one, There is no separateness between them. And now he's able to praise her. This is called a woman. This is the one that is found, that is not found. There's no other like her. This is the glory of her, of the home. All other women compared to her are like a monkey before a person. This is called an Adam. That's what the beautiful Zayah says on this. The Chazal in Saita, Mem Zayin Amad Allah, says that a wife has a deep desire to find chen in her husband's eyes. That's inherent, by the way. You throw out feminism. You throw out even women that feel, I don't need all this. This is not my nature, quote unquote. It's an inherent nature that God himself says every woman, every Bas Yisrael certainly has, whether they feel it comes naturally to them or not, they can access it because it is natural. Of course, the husband has to do his part. In this case, Adam Rishon opened his wife's heart by telling her that she was part of him and that she was the perfect wife for him and that there could never be anyone else for him. But once he said that and he said it correctly and he meant it, it wasn't fake, it was real, then it awakened in her that dormant desire to find chen in his eyes. There's a story from here you see that Hashem placed in the rooster this so we could learn for this. This pius does not mean, that's not a good time, by the way, when you're trying to be mafayis, your wife, to come up with a good Dvar Torah on the parsha. There needs to be a lightheadedness here, even a playful atmosphere that will awaken his heart. It has to be real, not corny jokes, not annoying things. It's a skill to develop of a lightheaded, friendly nature between one and the other. Not over the top, but each according to their nature. There's another medrash, interesting. Shlomo HaMelech was walking in his courtyard, and he understood the language of animals. So he saw a rooster talking to his mate, and he understood the language of birds. So he was listening to what the rooster was telling the hen. And here's, it's actually very amusing. The rooster began showing off before the hen and said to her that he, for her sake, he would even destroy the entire palace of Shlomo HaMelech. Now, that proud rooster said that remark. Shlomo HaMelech was a little bit insulted by that rooster's threat. You're going to destroy my palace. So Shlomo HaMelech approached the rooster. What did you just say? And the rooster responded, are you King Shlomo HaMelech, whose wisdom is recognized from one world to the other, and you're agitated by a pious of the rooster? All I'm doing is trying to be Mephias, my wife. And Rav Shlomo HaMelech said, even so, in the future, find other things to be proud about. And the rooster returned to the hen, and the hen asked him, what did Shlomo HaMelech want from him? And the rooster said, the king begged me not to destroy his house, and I agreed. The point of this medrash, it's amusing, but the point of this medrash clearly is teaching you the words of pious, of a husband's words, that will speak to his wife's heart and to excite it, to awaken desire to unify with him. For the rooster's pious, we learn that a wife wants to hear that her husband loves her as much that he would do anything for her. In this case, even destroying Shlomo HaMelech's palace, or in this case, even after being pleaded to talk differently, to listen to the king beg him not to destroy his palace. And he boasted to the hen in the beginning, I would destroy even his palace. Of course, it has to be genuine. This can't be fake. This can't be an act. It has to be real. Of course, the famous story of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana went to the home of Rav, the Zimbrachis Daf Samach Beis, waited under the bed of his Rav, his mentor. He heard that he spoke and laughed. It says that's the sach v'tzach. He laughed and he fulfilled his intimate relations with Asa Tzarachav. He did what he had relations. And Rav Kahana said to Rav, the mouth of the father, meaning the name of Rav, is like you never ate food ever. Meaning that he had a real enthusiasm for the intimate relations. And Rav told Rav Kahana, get out of here. This is not Derech Eretz. It's not Derech Eretz to come in under Abed while we're doing this. Rav Kahana said, Zu Taira, Taira hi v'lo marani tzarech. This is Taira, I must learn it. Now, Rashi says on the Sach v'tzachak, which means literally he spoke and he joked, Rashi says, Sicha b'teila shel ritzei tashmish. Words of frivolity to inspire her desire for intimacy. The stipler, he heard from all his teachers, from Moshe here, from the stipler, from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, from Ramesha Feinstein, from Mordechai Gifter, that this whole story mentioned in this Gemara was a process of Shimush Tamidei Chachamim, given over from generation to generation as a perfect expectation of what the Torah meant by pious. So again, Rav wasn't happy about it and told him to go out. Rav Kahana obviously meant this L'Shem Shamayim. To Rav Kahana, he was Ernst. He wasn't a wise guy. This is not like our days when someone's a wise guy. He was really Ernst in trying to learn this. In his mind, Rav Kahana's mind, when he went under the bed of Rav, he was like he was learning in the Beis Medrash, learning a Torah regarding Torah's proper intimacy. Outside of Torah, nothing else occurred in this story. So the first thing that we learn from this is Rav Sach, he spoke, v'sachach, and laughed. Laughed, sicha b'teila, frivolity, goodwill. That's the proper conduct. Now, even though the Rambam, you're going to ask, wait a minute, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Bey, says, la'olam yarba adam b'shtika, person should be silent. V'lo yidaber, he should not speak, ela b'divrei chachma, either with words of wisdom, ay b'dvarim tshetzarech lehem l'chai gufay, or what he needs for the world, like parnasa, things like that. And Amru al Talmud, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it says on Rabbeinu HaKadosh, on Rebbe, shalai sach sicha b'teila kol yomav, he never spoke empty words. And certainly Rav kept that too. He never said empty words. And here Rav Kahana, it says, Sicha b'teila shel ritzei tashmish, words of emptiness. So you see from here, and all these gedolim point this out, that by tashmish, by pious of that, they're not sicha b'teila literally. Sicha b'teila shel ritzei tashmish is not sicha b'teila. It is necessary pious. It's not empty at all. It's not empty at all. So that's the first thing. Don't think you're lowering yourself by being more lighthearted, by being human that way. You're lowering your madrega. No, this is Avodas Hashem. And you do it wholeheartedly as part of you with a humbleness. The next point was the question that Rav Kahana asked Rav. It looks like you never ate even once in your life. Rashi explains, what does that mean? Adam Rav, like a starving person. He's behaving in his sexual desire, Rav was, like he's starving for it. Like you never had marital relations in your whole life. And you're acting lightheaded. Here's fascinating. Listen to this word. We're going to get to it. Litavascha, for your desire. In other words, Rav Kahana observed something in his eyes that was not normal to him. Rav was no longer a young man at that time, and Rav Kahana realized that Rav was actively arousing his physical desires that normally would not be there. He was working on it. He was working on arousing it, similar to wives when they are not into it and now the PS is coming up, they work towards arousing it. So Rav was working on arousing it. And Rashi explains he wasn't doing this just for Tavasa, for his wife, but doing it Litavascha, for your desire. That was amazing. That is something Rav Kahana felt that it was a chiddush. It seemed frivolous to him that a great Talmud Chacham, a Gadol Hadar, would try to arouse his own desire, Litavascha. And here is a line that Rav Moshe said. It's interesting. The Gemara does not record what Rav told Rav Kahana. And the stipler said that that's because of the Christians. Christians didn't like the answer, so they took it out. But there was a Messiah from teacher to student about this. So I guess this lesson talks about those in Yonim, of what the proper thing regarding it is. So you see from here, and we're going to continue Bezes Hashem in the next year further regarding this pious after the union, but the pious before the union of what it is. It's a desire to, like the rooster told the hen, to give you a dress from head to foot, to spread my love to you from head to foot. cover you completely with love, emotional love, spiritual love, and ultimately physical love as well, because it's all one and the same. Bracha natzlacha.